This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters in Islam, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. With tonight's lesson, inshaAllah, and the great warrior and leader of Islam, a man, one of the great men of Islam and one of the great warriors of Islam, a man that proved himself that he is a true believer in a short time where he became a Muslim, a man that only accompanied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 6 years, a man that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt very sorry and the companions felt very sorry to his death. He's the man that the throne of Allah shook to his death. It's Sa'd bin Mu'adh. Sa'd bin Mu'adh bin Nu'man al-Ansari, Sayyid al-Aws, from the people of Medina al-Ansar. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, a young man with an old experience, a young man with a strong character and personality, that at the age of 30, Sa'd was the leader of his tribe. And not only he was a leader like the rest of the leaders, but he was a leader with a lot of respect to his people. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, that great companion, radiallahu ta'ala an, he comes from Medina. The people of Medina, there was two tribes in Medina. One called the Aws, the other one called Khazraj. And the Aws and Khazraj, there was fights and battles between them for years, over 100 years, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarded them to Islam, and then they became brothers. And that's where Allah azza wa jalla states in the Quran al-Kareem, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَةِ إِخْوَانًا. And remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies, you became brothers because of Islam. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh becomes Muslim at the age of 31. And I mentioned his story how he became a Muslim. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took bay'ah from the people of Medina when he was in Mecca, that they'll protect the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and stand by him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Medina before the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by 2 years, to teach the people of Medina their religion before the arrival of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to them. And he, Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, He's been looked after by the first cousin of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Usayd ibn Zarara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Usayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of the first people from Medina to become Muslims. And when Mus'ab came to Medina, he's the one that looked after Mus'ab and gave hospitality to Mus'ab and sheltered Mus'ab. So the news went around in Medina that there's someone, so-called Muslim, who follows Muhammad, came to Medina calling people to a new religion and turning them away from the religion of the forefathers. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that's before he was a Muslim, who was sitting down with the leader of Khazraj, Usayd ibn Khadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting down together, and that's before they were Muslims, discussing the issue of the stranger that came to Medina, calling upon the people of Medina to change their religion. So Sa'd told Usayd, why don't you go and see my cousin Ibn Zurara and see that man, that stranger that came from outside Medina, and tell him to leave our city and to take his belief with him and leave us and our city and belief. So Usayd got up and hanged the sword on his waist and went towards Ibn Zurara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, towards As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he sees Mus'ab ibn Umair. And he speaks harshly to Mus'ab ibn Umair, telling him, oh you stranger who comes to us from a belief that we've never heard before, stop calling our people to your belief, or else leave our city and leave us with our religion. So Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his hikmah and wisdom, he told him, before you take that decision, listen from me. If you like what I have to say, then accept it. And if you don't like what I've got to say, then we'll leave you and what you came and asked us for. So he sat him down. So Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to call him to Islam and recite verses from the Quran al-Karim on him. So when Usayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that, he was amazed from those words. The only thing that was for him is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. But now Usayd becomes a Muslim and he's stuck. He's stuck with what? He was supposed to come to kick this guy out of the city. Now he became with him. The whole idea of Usayd to come and speak to him is to tell him to leave the city of Medina and the religion that he came with. And now Usayd turns to be with him. So instead of turning against him, he came with him. So he was embarrassed to go back to Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and go back to him with that news that he became a Muslim himself. So Usayd went back, and Sa'd ibn Mu'adh saw Usayd and he said, by Allah, Usayd came with a different face that he went with. And Usayd thought about it. He wants Sa'd, and he knows Sa'd is not a closed-minded person. He's an open-minded person and a smart person. That if he just hears from Mus'ab ibn Umair where he just heard himself, Sa'd will become Muslim himself. But how is he going to convince Sa'd to go and sit down with Mus'ab? So Usayd came with a trick. He told him, oh Usayd, the people of Medina are gathered around your cousin As'ad to kill him because he invited that stranger and go and protect him. So Sa'd, the enthusiasm of tribe and race took him, so he ran. He took his sword and ran to his cousin As'ad ibn Zurara to protect him from what he had heard, that the people of Medina are coming to kill him because he is looking after that stranger that came from outside Medina, who is Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sa'd came expecting to see people around As'ad and Mus'ab, expecting to see a gathering with people with their swords over their heads, he didn't see anything. He just saw As'ad, his cousin, sitting there, and next to him Mus'ab. So Sa'd was in a shock, did not know what to say. So he said, I heard such, is it true? So they told him no. So he looked at Mus'ab, he said, are you the stranger that's splitting between us and our cousins and our families? So Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the wisdom, he told him, sit down, hear what I have to say. If you like it, accept it. If you don't, I'll leave you alone. So Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu called him to Islam and recited some verses from the beautiful verses of the Quran al-Kareem. And the only thing that was for Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And he, Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, becomes a Muslim at the age of 31. Sa'd, as a leader and a true leader, tasted the beauty of Islam in his heart on that second and that moment. So he went back to his tribe. He went back to his tribe and people. And he called them all, males and females, young and old. And he told them, what do you look at me as? So they said, our leader, the son of our leader. You are one of the respected people to us. So Sa'd ibn Mu'az says, if so, then by Allah, every single one of you, from all your men, from all your women, from all your children, are haram to speak to me until you follow the religion of Muhammad. So they all listened to Sa'd and they all became Muslims. His Islam was a barakah, as it was described by the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. By Allah, all of you are haram to speak to me, from your men, from your women, from your children, until you follow the religion of Muhammad. So they all became Muslims because of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is Sa'd. Sa'd, a man, a teenager, with a unique character. Someone at that age, 30, 31, earned so much respect from the people of Medina and outside Medina because of his unique character, because of a strong character, because of the dignity he had, because of the respect he had and enforced on people, radiallahu ta'ala an. Sa'd, as I said, he became Muslim at the age of 31 and passed at the age of 37. He passed away at the age of 37. Within a period of 6 years, Sa'd proved that he's a true companion to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's a true man that stands by his words. One of his great stands, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes in the battle of Badr. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked out 313 companions from Medina to go and attack the caravan of Abu Sufyan from Quraysh that was coming from Syria. To compensate themselves the loss they lost in Medina, in Mecca. So the companions came out with that intention. But Abu Sufyan was smart enough, to protect the caravan and call upon the people of Quraysh to prepare an army of 1,000 men of them to fight Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam comes out, telling the companions one thing, that it's only going to be a caravan of few people that we're going to attack, and now they face another thing, a war of 1,000 people. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up in front of the companions after he heard that the people of Mecca Quraysh is preparing an army of 1,000 men. And they are prepared with the swords and prepared with the camels and prepared with all the preparation and accessories and needs that the people of war need in war. So the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam stood in an embarrassing stance. I promised you one thing, now it's another thing. So alayhi salatu wasalam was speaking and encouraging the companions to be firm and stand firm in the path of Allah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that close companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, understood and sensed from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he's embarrassed in a way where he's saying that he called him for one thing and now they are facing another thing. He got up and said, O Prophet of Allah, O Prophet of Allah, do you think we'll let you down? Go, I'm with you. And then it was Umar ibn Khattab to stand up again and say, O Prophet of Allah, you think we'll let you down? O Prophet of Allah, go, we are behind you. And then it was Miqdad ibn Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu to stand up and say, O Prophet of Allah, do you ever think that we'll tell you what the people of Musa told Musa? What Bani Israel told Musa when Musa ordered them to enter Jerusalem and find a path of Allah? You think we'll tell you what they told Musa, go, you and your Lord fight who are sitting here, but Allah, Prophet of Allah, will tell you, go, you and your Lord fight who are coming behind you. So the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam heard what he wanted to hear from the muhajirin, and that are all the migrants from Mecca to Medina, But the majority in his army, the majority of those 313 are the Ansar, the supporters that originally live in Medina. So he wanted to hear from them. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face towards Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and his tribe and said, Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas. Point to me. Suggest to me. What's your opinion of people? So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got up and said, O Prophet of Allah, are you trying to refer to us? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh said words that the history writes to this day, O Prophet of Allah, we believed in you and we followed you and we testified that what you came with is the truth. And we gave you the pledge and the promises that we'll listen and obey to what you say. O Prophet of Allah, O Prophet of Allah, I'll tell you and listen to me. O Prophet of Allah, go, we are behind you. O Prophet of Allah, by Allah, if you go through the ocean, we are coming behind you. We are people that you'll experience who really are. We are strong and patient when it comes to the battle. And we are firm when it comes to facing the battle. O Prophet of Allah, maybe Allah wants you to see from us what you please and what you like. So the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, after he heard that from Mu'adh, felt happy and comfortable to see that he's got the backup of the companions like these people, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, radiallahu ta'ala an. It wasn't only in the battle of Badr that he had a strong stance. And it wasn't only that it was in the battle of Uhud that he had strong stance. In the battle of Khandaq, the seventh year of the migration, or the sixth year of the migration, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was attacked by an army of over 10,000 non-believers. And it was a plot from Bani Qurayda, who the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam had signed a pledge between them and him, that whenever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is in a battle, they support him and stand by him. And for them never to turn against the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Bani Qurayda, as they all are, they were the Jews, they break that pledge. And went around to the people of Quraysh, and to one of the biggest tribes back then, Ghatfan, encouraging them to attack Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In return, they'll attack him from inside Medina. So Quraysh and Ghatfan got together and gathered over 10,000 of them. The whole Medina put together doesn't even come half of that number. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam got the news that Bani Qurayda, the Jews, had plotted against the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam and break the treaty between him and them. So alayhi salatu wasallam sent Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu with another companion to go and speak to Bani Qurayda. So when they arrived to Bani Qurayda, Sa'd told them, and Sa'd was their ally before Islam, he told them, is the treaty between you and Muhammad still going on? So they said, who is Muhammad? And what treaty and promise between us and him? There's nothing between us and him. They got deceived, thinking now Muhammad and the companions of Muhammad are going to be destroyed by the non-believers of Mecca and Ghatfan, and they're going to destroy them at once. And it was that year that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dug the ditch, as it was the suggestion of Salman al-Farisi, that companion that we spoke about last week. And then Quraysh comes with 10,000 of their men to attack Medina, and Bani Qurayda start to do the dirty work from behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, attacking the females left in Medina and the old men in Medina. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam is getting not only attacked from the front, he's also getting attacked from behind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the fear in the hearts of the non-believers of Mecca and destroyed the united army and they went back. But Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked with a spear that came into his shoulder and popped a vein that led to his death. When Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked by the arrow spear, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the companions to take Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and to put him in the mosque so the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam could be close to him and see him and check up on him whenever he can. When Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked, he felt his destiny is coming to an end. So he said, Oh Allah, do not take my soul until you make me take and retaliate for your prophet from those who kicked your prophet out of his city and those who disbelieved in your prophet and those who denied your prophet. Oh Allah, do not make me die until I retaliate for your prophet. Oh Allah, do not make me die until I retaliate from Bani Qurayda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Sa'd. After the war was over, in the battle of Khandaq, battle of Ahzab, the battle of the ditch, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushed to Bani Qurayda to retaliate from Bani Qurayda. And the betrayal they had against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the false and what they usually do, breaking the treaty and agreement between him and the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with a great army to Bani Qurayda and put Bani Qurayda under siege for 25 days. And some narrations say 27 days. Until Bani Qurayda had no option except to surrender to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they surrendered under one condition, that the one that makes the judgment over the destiny of Bani Qurayda is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Thinking that Sa'd ibn Mu'adh till now sympathizes with them because he used to be an ally of them or ally with else. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted and the rest of Bani Qurayda accepted. The Prophet alayhi salatu was salam will send a group of companions to bring Sa'd. And Sa'd comes, an injured man. And when Sa'd arrives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders the companions to get up and say, قُومُوا لِسَيِّدِكُمْ, get up for your leader. So everyone got up to Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. And when Sa'd was arriving, the tribe of Sa'd, Aws, will whisper to Sa'd's ear and saying, O Sa'd, Bani Qurayda accepted you to make the judgment over their destiny. O Sa'd, don't forget the allegiance between us and them. They knew that you only be just and fair and you're only going to be good towards them. Everyone thinking that Sa'd is going to sympathize with his old allies, the Jews. When Sa'd arrived, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of Bani Qurayda, he said, O Sa'd, they surrendered under your judgment and will all accept your judgment. So Sa'd looked at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, whatever judgment I make is going to go through. So the Prophet said, yes. Then he looked at Bani Qurayda. Are you going to accept my judgment? With a smile, thinking he's going to sympathize. They said, yes. And then he looked at his tribe. You accept my judgment? So they said, yes. So the Prophet, so Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Prophet of Allah, I make the judgment that all the men to be killed and all the women to be taken as prisoners of war, to be taken as slaves, and all the money to be given back to the Muslims. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Sa'd, you had made a judgment from above the seventh heaven. You had made a judgment from above the seventh heaven. This is the strong stance of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he was taken back to the mosque. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go back to Sa'd to visit him and hug Sa'd and says, O Allah, forgive for Sa'd and give him, grant him the paradise. O Allah, forgive Sa'd and grant him the paradise. And he, Sa'd, will say, O Prophet of Allah, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that you are the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah and Sa'd passes away. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out to the companions and say that Jibreel came down asking, "Oh Muhammad, who is that man that the gates of the paradise had opened to him and the throne of Allah shook to his death?" It was Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, the throne of Allah shook to his death. The throne of Allah shook to his death. This is the great status of Sa'd to Allah and his Prophet. No one that the throne of Allah shook to his death like Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it was the janazah where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed on Sa'd. And Sa'd was big. He had a big body and it was heavy. But the companions that were carrying him, they were amazed how light he was with that big and great weight. So they told the Prophet, "Oh Prophet Allah, it seems very light compared to his size." So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You're not carrying him, it's the angels that are carrying him. It's the angels that are carrying him." And then when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed on Sa'd, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam said, 70,000 angels came down from the heavens. First time ever they come down to the heaven, they come down from the heaven to earth to pray on Sa'd. 70,000 angels descended down from the heavens to pray on Sa'd. They've never descended on earth ever before. They prayed on Sa'd, and Sa'd was put into his grave. The companions that were digging up his grave said, "By Allah, for every shovel we're digging the grave of Sa'd, we were smelling the smell of musk. We were smelling the smell of musk until they dug up the grave of Sa'd, and they put Sa'd in that grave." This is Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached with a beautiful garment, and the companions were talking about how beautiful that garment was. So alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, "By Allah, in which the soul of Muhammad in his hands, the handkerchiefs of Sa'd in the paradise are better than this. By Allah, the handkerchiefs of Sa'd in the paradise are better than those garments." This is Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He passed away at the age of 37. 6 years radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 6 years radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Within that 6 years, he made the throne of Allah shake because of his death. What did this man do in those 6 years? This man really loved Allah and his Prophet. This man really strived for Allah and his Prophet. This man really sacrificed for Allah and his Prophet. This man did not compromise his religion for the sake of any dunya or for the sake of any worldly thing. This man, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is a great example for all of us here. He is the one that we should look up to. He is the one that we should take an example of. He is the one that we should follow. He is the one that we should listen to the stories. He is the one that I should imagine every night and morning, I want to become like that man. This is a man that Allah loves and his Prophet loves. And this is the man that I would like to become. This is the man that I would like to be with in the hereafter. This is the man that I would like to stand with in the hereafter. This is the character I would like to have in my life. Not the character of anyone else. I look up to people like Sa'd. I look up to people like Umar. I look up to people like Abu Bakr. That's how we truly have to be. My brothers, there are the companions that we should look up to and take as our example. We try and become like them in any way. And should not fear anyone for it. We should become and try and put the effort to take these people as a good example and follow their footsteps. They are those ones who Allah and His Prophet were pleased from in this world. And they are those ones who Allah Azza wa Jal will grant paradise and the hereafter. They are those ones who stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this world and stand with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hereafter. Ask Allah to make you one of them. Ask Allah to make you one of them. Ask Allah to give you Ask Allah to give you the enthusiasm that these people had. Ask Allah to give you the love they had to Allah the way they had. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you the love to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way they had. Ask Allah to give you the jealousy they had to Allah and His Prophet. Ask Allah to give you that jealousy they had to the deen of Allah. With that jealousy, they'll do anything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, that are our example that we should take. And that are our example that we should look up to. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Inshallah, my brothers, once again, whoever wants to contribute and to get him rewards, and inshallah, never-ending rewards, come tomorrow 7 a.m. here at Lakemba Mosque. Help the brothers just to carry the carpet inside, which inshallah should not take you half an hour. There's 7 carpets. Every carpet is about 300 kilos. So it needs at least 10 people to carry those carpets. It doesn't mean take inshallah half an hour. So brothers, whoever's free, come tomorrow at 7 a.m. May Allah reward you all for listening. And may Allah reward you all for coming. And may Allah give you the steadfastness on His deen to keep on coming and keep on getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ihdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslih ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات اللهم أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك إن شاء الله for another gathering this Thursday. والسلام عليكم.